This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. You just dial on in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can reach out and get in touch that way if you prefer. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, lots to talk about this evening. Hang on one second. Say again. My producer is telling, giving me some information. Again, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So you can take control of the airwaves. You know, there's a story that I've been wanting to get out there since prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I kind of set it aside because usually during Porkfest we have about zero opportunity to talk about news of the day. I don't even bother to look at the news of the day since normally Porkfest is very kind of like an interview-centric show for Free Talk Live, and every now and then we'll even get a phone call, so there's like no time for talking about issues, etc. But I just thought this one was so unique, it had to be discussed, and it was worth holding on to. The story is from the Daily Mail in the UK about Patrick Sullivan. And it's actually somebody that we have discussed previously here on Free Talk Live. It's an update in his case. A judge on Thursday sentenced a former Colorado sheriff to 15 months in prison for repeatedly violating his probation in a meth-for-sex case, saying the lawman, who was once regarded as a hero, had exhausted his opportunities to reform. Patrick Sullivan was sentenced to 2 years after pleading guilty to plying young men with methamphetamine in exchange for sexual favors. This guy was the sheriff of Arapahoe County, Colorado, and I believe, that is the Denver Sheriff's Office, the Denver Area Sheriff's Office. So this guy was in charge of a major, major law enforcement operation named Top Sheriff in 2001. And now he's going to jail for 15 more months. Now, I don't know what his original sentence was because he was out on probation. Now, maybe they only gave him probation initially. I'm speculating there. I don't recall the detail in the case. Garrett Ian joining me here tonight on the second microphone.
Good evening.
Welcome, Garrett. Great to have you here. So, we're talking about Patrick Sullivan, former sheriff of Arapahoe County, Colorado. This guy, he's going back to jail. Our friend Rich Paul is in jail right now for violation of probation. And, you know, this is yet another example of how easy it is to get what they call the VOP.
Sure, you'd think a law enforcement official would know all of these things that could trip him up, but it seems that there's such a number of things that one couldn't possibly know all of them.
The 71-year-old was once named the nation's top sheriff and won praise for his leadership in the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Department in the Denver suburbs. Sullivan said in court on Thursday before Judge William Sylvester issued the sentence, quote, "I have a drug problem, and I have had a drug problem for some time. I have only myself to blame." Sullivan was arrested in December of 2011 after authorities arranged a sting that revealed that he was trading methamphetamine for sex. Months earlier, a 911 caller reported Sullivan was at his house trying to get three recovering addicts back on drugs. So, I mean, this guy, in case it's not real clear to you the way they're saying things here, he was trading methamphetamine for sex. This guy's a meth dealer. That's just a... Make it clear what the article is saying. When you trade sex, you know, giving someone methamphetamine and they give you sex, you're a meth dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you trade the methamphetamine for cash or sex is immaterial.
I believe some people would make the distinction. I know New Hampshire law does not. With any drugs, it's a distribution charge. Whether or not there's cash involved is irrelevant. But in some states, I believe there is an additional penalty. At least it's analyzed differently by the law if you sell something versus if you trade it.
That's a good point, and I don't know what the law is in Colorado. He did plead guilty to possession of methamphetamine and solicitation of a prostitute. Sylvester, at the time, had sentenced him to 30 days in jail. So that was the number I was looking for earlier, and 2 years of probation.
That seems pretty light for methamphetamine distribution by law enforcement.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, what do you think you would get if you got busted for not suggesting you should or that anyone should necessarily sell methamphetamine? But the average meth dealer is probably going to be treated a little more harshly than 71-year-old former sheriff Patrick Sullivan. Months later, sentenced to 30 days in jail and 2 years probation. So he was out on probation. He violated that probation and is now going back in for 15 months. The courtroom erupted in applause on Thursday as deputies handcuffed Sullivan and took him into custody, though some had hoped for a harsher sentence. Sullivan told the judge he was benefiting from an inpatient drug treatment program that he recently enrolled in after missing or failing dozens of drug tests. According to the story at Daily Mail, his probation officer, Hallie Miller, said his purported efforts to reform were a front, and he continued to lie and make excuses for his risky behavior. He blamed positive meth tests on everyone from a doctor who prescribed him pills to a neighbor who said that he drugged him at a barbecue, said Miller. In January, Sullivan left the state without permission, and then in May, he tested positive again for meth. He sees himself as above the law, said the probation officer.
I'm not sure what the time period is in which methamphetamine would clear from one's system.
I don't know either.
I've heard that it's much faster than cannabis. That's the easiest to detect.
I believe that's true. I think a lot of the harder drugs tend to not stay. The residue, or whatever you want to call it, the remaining elements of them, the evidence, doesn't stick around as long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that probably means he was using meth fairly often.
Sure, an addiction level.
Before his arrest, Sullivan was known as an anti-drug crusader with a record so distinguished, and the county named the jail after him. Uh-huh. So he actually spent time sitting in the very same jail that had been named after him.
Oh, what an honor.
The National Sheriff's Association tapped him as its top sheriff in 2001, and he continued to command respect even after he resigned the following year to oversee security for a school district. In 1989, Sullivan was hailed as a hero during a gunman's rampage. He rescued two deputies after crashing his truck through a fence and protected them while they were loaded into the vehicle. But his court case revealed a darker picture. He would develop relationships with vulnerable young men, help them find jobs and get out of jail, and then provide them the drug. Unlike other addicts, Sullivan was on the forefront in the 1990s as one of the most vocal critics of the meth epidemic. He, of all people, said the first assistant attorney general, Robert Shapiro, the first time he tried it knew it was nothing more than a poison. Mr. Sullivan chose this substance for no good reason whatsoever. Well, you know, it would be interesting to hear his story. And, you know, this particular telling of the story is not giving his side. How does it happen that the top sheriff of 2001, according to, you know, the Sheriff's Association of America or whatever they were called, National Sheriff's Association, how does the top sheriff get into being a meth addict and or meth dealer? How does that happen? And how long had he been doing it for?
Yeah, there's a question as to what makes one the top sheriff and whether or not that's the sort of thing that makes one a good methamphetamine distributor.
Well, it's certainly true that if you're the sheriff, you are generally untouchable. I mean, nobody's going to mess with the sheriff. Where I come from in Manatee County, there were always rumors about the sheriff there as a drug dealer. Like, people who claimed to be family members of the sheriff of Manatee County, multiple people said that this guy was the top dealer in Manatee County, that he ran the Port of Manatee, and that, you know, if you were trying to do business in Manatee County and you weren't one of his approved dealers, if you weren't somebody slinging his product, then they'd go after you.
Well, it puts you in a position of a lot of control and also the networking that a law enforcement official would have. He's connected both with the law enforcement field and also with the criminals that he's prosecuting, or not necessarily prosecuting, but incarcerating if the sheriff is running the jail, as they do in many places.
His attorney, Kevin McGreevy, argued that the former sheriff had been unfairly scrutinized by probation officers because of his position. Some who had worked with him hoped that probation would let him redeem his tarnished image. I'm not shocked anymore, former Boulder County Sheriff George Epp said Wednesday. What it tells me is a switch flipped somehow, and it hasn't flipped back. Now, I want to come back and we can talk more about the story here, but the guy didn't actually hurt anybody, right? Like, he just sold some meth.
It sounds like he may have been taking advantage of people applying them with drugs.
He may have been, but they put themselves in that position. Let's talk about that when we return. 855-453, did this guy do something criminal? Did he do something wrong? Did he harm others? You tell me. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Former Arapahoe County Sheriff is going back to jail. He had to spend 30 days there originally, got out on 2 years probation. Why? Well, he was selling methamphetamine. And this is the former top sheriff of all of the United States in 2001. And you have to wonder, because this isn't the first time some sheriff has been caught for some kind of terrible, well, or what is purported as a terrible crime. In this case, he didn't actually hurt anybody, just sold some methamphetamine. But, you know, a meth dealer isn't exactly looked at as a loved individual. Meth isn't a particular
pillar of the community.
Yeah, you know, people are going to use meth. And I've known people who claim, I knew one lady who claimed that she used meth for a period of time in her life and that she was more productive as a result of it, and she only used it to, like, clean her house and things like that. So, you know, maybe there are responsible meth users out there. You just don't tend to hear those stories. I mean, there was this one guy who called Free Talk Live once and talked about how he is a heroin user but only uses on weekends. So he's like a weekend warrior heroin user. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to disbelieve somebody's story. I mean, there's all different levels of drug use out there, but certainly seems like meth and heroin tend to be associated with bad times, with bad associations.
Sure, those two are, I'd say, heavily associated with addiction as well. That they're not, it doesn't seem that there's this aura of recreational, occasional use with them. It seems that people, if they use them, that they
would like it. But you have to wonder, like, what is the breakdown of meth users? How many of them are actually, you know, they've got it under control? They're not actually addicted to it. Versus how many of them are addicted to it? I don't know. I haven't known very many people that would have admitted to using meth if they have used meth. Or I don't know anybody who used meth. We'll come back to the discussion, and if you want to chime in here, what's your habit? Maybe you're actually a former meth user or a current meth user. Want to hear about, you know, if you've got it, if you're are you an addict? I mean, can you admit that you have a problem, or is it something that can be controlled? By the way, if you need focus and you're feeling fatigued, you should learn about modafinil from modup.net. You don't need the illegal drugs, although in some countries I don't know what the legal status of modafinil is, so you need to do your research. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships modafinil worldwide. Studies are showing 1 in 5 students using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net. You can get fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And if you order with Bitcoin, you'll save 33%. Modup.net, modup.net. To make the deal even better, use code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order. That's again code FTL at modup.net. And I did get a testimonial from a listener who has tried the modafinil. He says that he felt more kind of like, I don't remember the exact word, he was like alert or aware without being like a high buzzing sensation. So he had more clarity, I think, without actually feeling like he was getting high. So that's a good thing. It means you're going to get things done. Modafinil, go to modup.net, use code FTL, and learn more there. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. There's lots of interesting news out there, and actually some related news to this story. We're talking about a Colorado former sheriff who has been sentenced to go back to jail for violation of probation. He's going in for another 15 months, and he's 71. Now, I don't imagine that, you know, jail isn't easy at age 30, and jail isn't easy at any time. It's never comfortable in jail. The mattresses aren't exactly plush. So I can't imagine how much more difficult jail could be for somebody in their 70s.
Well, as much as I believe there may be a threat to people who are considered law enforcement or different classes that may be ranked low within the jail culture or the prison culture, I would imagine that with the thin blue line mentality that a lot of corrections officers have, that this person would be given a large amount of protective custody.
Special
treatment.
Be segregated
from other inmates. Sure.
Yeah, that would make sense. That tends to be how they handle police officers who are going to jail. Johnny Ray joining us this evening. Welcome, Johnny Ray.
Thank you, Ian. Good to be here.
Yep, good to have you here. So, former sheriff over in Arapahoe County, the Denver area. This guy was named the top sheriff in the United States by the National Sheriff's Association in 2001. He had a jail named after him in Arapahoe County. This is a major player in the world of sheriffs. I mean, this is a big county. It's big population. His department is large. And it makes you wonder, how common is this? Because I told you about some of the rumors around Sarasota, Florida, where I was growing up, about Manatee County, the county just to the north, was supposedly the whole drug operation there was run by the sheriff. And I heard that from more than one person. I also heard from a source who should know these things, that old Joe Arpaio out in the Phoenix, Arizona area, for all his tough talk about drug enforcement and all of his locking up of drug dealers and users, that he is also one of the kind of underground sheriffs who's slinging drugs in his county. Now, I have no evidence for that statement whatsoever beyond rumor from somebody whose word that I trusted in that particular department, somebody with some experience in the drug trade.
Well, I know that the drug war is being fought especially hard in Bradenton, which is right there in Manatee County, and that would contribute to the theory that there is law enforcement corruption, that there's more infighting, and that the people involved in that industry are less safe and secure for that reason.
But did this guy actually hurt anyone? I mean, meth has a real bad rap. And I am no fan of meth, heroin, cocaine. I'm not interested in those kind of drugs. I like my entheogens. I like, you know, a little bit of psychedelics. But the whole stimulant thing, you know, doesn't do anything for me. I don't know about you, Johnny Ray. But anybody have any experience with any of this stuff, like the hard stuff, methamphetamine?
I've always avoided stimulants or anything that's not natural.
Ian, I was wondering about whether to jump in and answer that question. You told me once, when in doubt, leave it out. However, I will go ahead and say
that usually applies to the profanity, that rule.
I've smoked meth before, and I've smoked crack before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Meth was more, it seemed more addictive. I probably smoked meth for about 6 months, and then I kind of lost contact with the guy that I was smoking meth with, and I didn't smoke it anymore.
How often were you smoking it during those 6 months?
A couple of times a week.
So would you call that an addiction? I mean, if it's not an everyday thing, is it an addiction?
I felt like I was addicted to it, but not so much, I guess.
Did you ever steal anything to fund the addiction, or was it always something you could afford?
No, I didn't, but I stole time from other people, so that time... what I mean is I missed engagements because I wanted to smoke meth instead. So
I see.
Yeah.
You hurt yourself ultimately in that case.
Right. I've always been more addicted to nicotine than I was ever addicted to meth or crack. I only smoked crack once.
Hold the rest of those thoughts. Let's bring Dan on in Charleston. Dan, you've got a story you want to share, right?
Good evening, Ian. I've been listening to you all about Pork Fest and really learned a lot, so thanks.
Fantastic. I want to ask you to hang on, Dan. We're going to get to you in just a moment. Can you stick with us?
Sure, I can.
More with Dan from Charleston, West Virginia, listening online, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Your experience with hard drug addiction. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Garrett.
Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you here. Mark Edge, sick. In fact, he's apparently lost his voice entirely or nearly entirely. I haven't actually heard him speak. He's only sent me text messages. So wishing him the best. Hopes he gets well soon. In fact, he's not the only person who's sick after the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I hear there was something going around.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it tends to happen. Everybody's shaking hands. Everybody's, you know, talking and being close. And, yeah, something's going to spread. It's going to spread there. But it was, to me, I don't know, even if I were sick right now, I'd still think Porkfest was worth it because it was great. And Johnny Ray, thank you for doing all of the work back here at the studio, as that really kind of opened things up to make Porkfest a lot better, at least for me. So I appreciate that.
Sure, you're welcome.
Let's go and continue with your calls here. Also, I want to remind you about ExpressCoin. I had somebody asking me on Facebook the other day, hey, what about this other website? What's it? Coinbase, I guess, is one of their competitors. Yeah, Coinbase, you know, they do a good job and all, but they're not fast. Coinbase takes a long time to get set up and get rolling, and it's a hassle. If you want it to be easy to get Bitcoin, ExpressCoin is the best choice for buying Bitcoins. And now Dogecoin, more easy, so fast, much legal. Wow, it's expensive. ExpressCoin prides themselves on customer service. Their prices are awesome. In fact, I believe the $40 deal is still in effect there, where you can buy $40 or less of Bitcoin and pay no fee, no transfer, no service fee, which is amazing. Now, if you buy more than $40 worth, then you'll pay a 3% fee, last time I checked, which is still an amazing price, at ExpressCoin.com. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer, even cash deposit. at ExpressCoin.com and grab their smartphone app while you're at it at ExpressCoin.com. Dan is back with us in Charleston, West Virginia. You're listening online via the TuneIn app, Dan, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I've never done meth. Too afraid of that, but I am a recovering alcoholic, and right now I'm just going through opiate withdrawal. My brother just finished taking me up to WVU for outpatient detox. I'm detoxing right now as we speak. And it's
Wow. What opiates were you on? Prescription?
Yes. Yep.
Which ones?
I suffer from leg pain, and where I work, it's kind of restaurant type, and I'm on my legs a lot. I went to three different doctors to try to get results for my leg pain. I had a little minor surgery done, and their solution was, take Advil, get a prescription from a doctor, to be able to sit down or find another job, which in this day and age, not easy.
Hmm.
And a friend turned me on to it, and man, it eliminated my pain, the mental false stimulus and all that. And a year later, $9,000, $10,000 left. And for me, it interfered with my family, my work, everything. It just slowly is like a freaking black hole. It will rob you financially, mentally, financially, spiritually, at least for this addict. And I'm a true addict. It runs my family, my parents, both recovering alcoholics. I got aunts, uncles, great-grandparents. So to me, a lot of it's genetics. Some people, I think, can do this recreationally. I'm not one of them.
I don't know them. Yeah, I mean, I don't know them. The people I've known who've been into opiates have been very into opiates to the point where, they start shooting them up. And is that what you were doing?
No, I never got that far. In fact, I didn't even realize about snorting, crunching them and snorting them. I never even knew about that, which I'm grateful for because I heard that that makes it a lot harder and the withdrawal is a lot more severe. And
were just popping the pills then. You were just taking them orally.
Yes, that was it. But I was taking quite a few a day. And they
How
are
many?
Cheap.
How many and what pills?
I know them as Roxycodones, 30s.
Hmm.
I was taking 4 to 5 of those a day, and then the Vicodin 10 in between.
What's the typical prescription? Do you have any idea? Did you ever get them prescribed, or was it always through the black market?
I couldn't get a doctor to ever prescribe them, or the most I ever had a doctor do was this stuff called Tramadol, and it helped at first, but then, nothing. So that's why I resorted to what I did, which was a big mistake. But, that's
wow.
My story.
Well, and I know we're just scratching the surface of your story, Dan, because as you said, it's a dark, it can lead people to a very dark place. And you originally had started, like many opiate addicts, you had started originally looking for relief. You were looking for relief from pain, physical pain in your life, which is, of course, frequently why these things are prescribed. And I believe some opiates are even prescribed for, after dental surgery. So in a lot of cases, these are very, very commonly prescribed. Some people get hooked on them during the prescription process. In this case, you never had a prescription. You just started buying them on the black market because it seemed like they were helping you. At what point did you realize that it had become a problem?
About 4 months ago.
And how long had you been taking them prior to the 4 months ago?
Almost this time last summer is when I started.
Wow. So for many months you were taking several of these per day, and it took you that long to figure out that you had a problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of knew, but it's like, I can beat this thing. It's not that bad. And then before I know it, it's like I'm trying to kick it. It's like, holy doly, I can't. And then I get desperate, and it's like, trying to hide it. And it's like, for me, I was just trying to hide it, trying to deal with it on my own. And then I just broke down, and I just, couldn't take it anymore. The line, I felt like crap, and I'm being deceitful, and my conscience just couldn't take it, and mentally. And
you're withdrawing. You said you're withdrawing right now from opiates?
Right now. And it's equivalent to a severe flu.
How long have you been on the withdrawal now? How long since your last dose? Day number three. And when was the last time you tried to quit, and how long did you make it?
I'd say a few months ago, and I used the lie. You know, I told work I was sick with the flu, which I showed all the signs, and had gone 2 weeks. And I noticed also have breathing problems, and I noticed that my breathing was almost like one of the withdrawal symptoms, you know, I guess. Your breathing gets constricted, and it's not as relaxed when you're on the pain pills. And
what do one of these things cost on the black market? I remember a decade ago when I knew people with opiate problems. I knew more people with opiate problems than I remember. It was like $20 for 20 milligrams of oxycodone. What do they go for these days? You were buying 30s.
Right. 30s were running me 40 to 45.
Wow.
Yeah. But now...
So let's put this in perspective. You were taking four of these things at least per day. So, you know, that's $160-$150 a day habit. The average person doesn't make that much money in a given day. So what were you doing to cover the cost?
A very long and hard worked and saved up saving account where I've gone through about $10,000.
Oh, God. How much?
About $9,000.
Oof. And you have not much left?
Yes. I've got a decent amount, but I went through, we'll say, half of it. But you all brought up drugs, and I think you are for decriminalizing them. And I wanted
yes.
to say this. I called in earlier. But on the front
page, excellent. I want you to share what you have to share, but hang on, Dan. We're going to bring you back. I appreciate you being so detailed on this story. I think it's interesting. I think people need to know about this addiction. I don't know how much people are aware of it. It's a fairly, you know, it's probably more common than people think. I've known a lot of people who've had it who've been close to me in my life. So if that's any indicator, and, you know, I don't hang out with dopers or anything like that. These are my friends. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here, 855-450-FREE. You can tell your story. We've stumbled into a drug addiction discussion, specifically talking with Dan in Charleston right now about prescription drug addiction. In this case, he was addicted to prescription drugs that he didn't have a prescription for. But just because you have a prescription for them doesn't mean you won't get addicted to them. There's a lot of people who, you know, they've had some sort of physical injury, they've got pain, they go into a pain clinic or a doctor, and they get prescribed some sort of hydrocodone, oxycodone, whatever, codone, etc. There's various different versions of these opiates. They're similar to heroin, as I understand it, and more legal, but that doesn't make them less dangerous or less addictive. Many people, an ex-girlfriend of mine actually had a severe problem with addiction just as recently as last year. And it's hard, man, to have somebody that you care about going through a situation like that. Unlike Dan, she was actually injecting it into her hand. She'd already tracked up her arms enough, and once you track up a certain area, you got to move on to other veins. I remember I knew a guy like a decade ago who told me that he finally knew he'd gone too far with heroin when he was looking for a vein in his forehead one day in the mirror, trying to find a place to shoot up there. He'd already tapped out his toes, between his toes, his hands, his his arms, etc. So, scary stuff, man. We'll get back to Dan in Charleston with his thoughts. You know, and a question about the future. Robots. When we manage to create robots that can look and act like humans, that is, androids, will they be our slaves, our masters, or our partners in exploration and prosperity? Quantum Vibe, the science fiction adventure webcomic, suggests the answer is all of the above. As our heroes continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier, they encounter an android slave culture on terraformed and corporatized Mars, and later join forces with a liberated android friend to avert a deadly disaster in the freewheeling asteroid belt. Quantum Vibe Volume 2 collects these adventures in a 161 full-color page printed volume, and it's available now from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BigHeadPress.com. We go back to Dan in Charleston, West Virginia. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Garrett in the studio with you, Dan. And it sounded like there was somewhere you were leading to, or maybe a different discussion. You had told us your personal story about addiction that you're still struggling with opiates. But go ahead. What else did you want to share?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan, about your Ian girlfriend. Charleston. former girlfriend, and my heart goes out, and my prayers, too, because it's a bitch. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, right here. Go ahead.
Okay. What? A few weeks back, y'all were talking about drugs, and when I was at work, the front page of our local paper, they have a war. I don't know if y'all are aware or not, but we have severe cash, they call them cash clinics, and doctors writing these outrageous scripts and getting paid cash, and these people, you know, using them as currency, I guess, or whatever, you know, turn around, selling them, you know, quadrupling their money for the addicts. Well, they've been closing these and busting these doctors. And so, you know, the addicts, like a vampire, will go from one source to another, and the heroin usage has just skyrocketed in this state. And, of course,
If you can't get your legal opiates, you'll go and get your opiates illegally. You'll go buy heroin. Right.
But they said, you know, I believe it's the Detroit gangs that are being enforced and getting the money and all that, and that the amount of deaths, overdoses from this. And when I was investigating and looking at my options and treatment centers and the government with these, subs, they're called Subtox or Subtonin or something like that.
And, Suboxone?
You know, yeah. And, you know, it's like the government has its own legalized drug market. And I mean, there's like, I was looking in my own area, there's like 10 or 12 of these freaking clinics, and they're packed.
A lot of the guys in jail were talking about being on Suboxone, talking about using Suboxone as a drug, as a recreational drug.
From what I understand, it slipped into jails often because it's a strip, it's easy to conceal.
Yeah, I mean, but the government, you know, it's like, shame on us, but, you know, we can do it, and they're making huge money off. I mean, it's so insane. But
the only answer is, to me, the only answer is, as you mentioned, decriminalization, but also legalization of all of the possible drugs out there. Make it so prescriptions are no longer needed to acquire these things. Because right now, you know, you dug into your savings to pay for your habit. You spent $10,000 of your personal savings, and you just consumed it all over the period of less than a year. And other people are robbing their own family members. They're stealing. They're breaking and entering. They're doing all kinds of dangerous things to get their hands on this stuff. My ex-girlfriend, she admitted to me that she'd been stealing. She had become part of a ring of thieves, basically, stealing things from stores. It was terrible to hear these things. And, you know, this is somebody who, thank goodness I wasn't with her during this time, because I'm sure she would have stolen from me. And, you know, no one is off limits to the drug addict in a lot of ways.
Absolutely not.
So if you take these drugs out of the hands of the controlled marketplace, which is what they're in right now, the prescription process is a very highly controlled marketplace, then it would make it so that you could just walk into a Walmart or a Walgreens or wherever and buy your hydrocodone or oxys there without having to have a prescription. If you don't have to have a prescription, if anybody can just go and buy it, that means there's more open market competition going on. It means the price of the product can come down, that you don't have to go through some ridiculous process to acquire it in the first place. And I think that would, you know, if the prices come down, first of all, that means that the rest of us will be more safe from being robbed at the hands of some sort of drug addict. I'm not saying that life would become perfect for everyone. Obviously, drug addiction would still be a problem, but it would at least more be a personal problem, more something for an individual to struggle with and deal with, rather than having to destroy other people's lives in the process by beating/robbing/defrauding them, etc. Any thoughts, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, for me, I just can't do any of it. And, you know, I'm all the 12-step programs, I've applied them, and when I do and I work them, they work for me. But like you said, and I've heard other people, and I think you got a guy who was a former agent, and, you know, the amount of money and thievery, power, abuse of power, from DEA and all that. I mean, it's just a big money-making market. I mean,
Dan, thank you for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate the personal story. Let's go to Mr. A in Savannah, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Mr. A with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Garrett.
So I wanted to first say, get well soon, Mark. I wanted to say that to him, but then
just to be clear, Mark is not a heroin addict. I don't, you know, he's got a bad, he's got a problem with his voice.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I should have made that a little more clear.
Right.
But then I wanted to talk about, I normally call, and I'm a little more anonymous tonight because there was a rule that my parents never had was never to talk about their personal lives when I was a kid. It's a funny childhood that I had. But, you know, my dad was a drug addict, still is a drug addict. It actually ended my mom and dad's marriage of 30 years, finally. 30 years and now they're getting a divorce, but I grew up and my dad was addicted to methamphetamines. Prescription medicine, so the opiates, the synthetic opioids, heroin.
Now, what kind of household was this? I mean, because, you know, when people think of a meth addict, they think of some sort of starving loser who doesn't have money, but not all drug addicts fit that mold. Were you raised in an affluent drug addict household, or was it like a trailer park?
Well, see, I grew up on 13 acres of land in a normal home. Mm-hmm. My dad worked 70 hours a week at a mine. My mom, she worked a full-time job, had a career as a professional. My dad, actually, one of the reasons that he was so addicted to the opiates is because he worked in a mine. You'll see that a lot of people who are addicted to the opiates are blue-collar people who do very strenuous labor and have a lot of body pain, and they end up getting, because of the pain that they're trying to treat, they get addicted to the opiates. Now, my dad had a lifetime of addiction. The thing that I really wanted to call about is that it was never the opiates. It was never the methamphetamines. It was never the mushrooms or the LSD or anything. Nothing in my childhood messed our life up as a family more than my dad's alcohol use. My dad's alcohol use was when he would drink, he would actually go out and live in, he had a workshop behind the house. And he had a hammock that hung from the ceiling. And
stand by, Mr. A. I want to hear the rest of your story and give you enough time to tell it. So hang on. We're going to come back with you here in hour number two. After the news, more with Mr. A. and his drug-addicted and alcohol-addicted father. Of course, alcohol is probably the most dangerous of drugs, right up there with heroin. This is Free Talk Live.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woldery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.